McCarthy, impeachment inquiry a scam, they should end this coup. By Jeff Poor on October 3, 2019. Wednesday on Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, excoriated the effort of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, to lead an impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. McCarthy pointed out the inconsistencies of Schiff's effort, noting this is the second time Schiff has staged a coup against this president. Partial transcript as follows. Ingram, joining me now is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. All right, Congressman, I just have to say, I wasn't surprised by this at all. But it seems like your censure resolution was well-founded. What's your reaction to the latest news the New York Times broke? Rep. Kevin McCarthy, RCA, well, if you watched, the Democrats are trying to discredit democracy. This is a simple exactly what it is, and we should go further than censure. He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee, and one person makes that decision. The Speaker of the House. I requested that in March because let's walk through this. 2 years ago he lied to the American public where he said he had proof and evidence beyond circumstantial and carried us through this nightmare for the last 2 years he. Then he met with Michael Cohen's staff with three times, more than 10 hours. He met with Glenn Simpson with Fusion GPS, and now he met with this whistleblower and lied to the American public. Every time they have attempted a coup, there's been one common denominator. The lies and deceit of Adam Schiff. He is now, as you know, a fact witness. And nowhere in our justice system allows a fact witness to be the prosecutor. He needs to recuse himself today, and the Speaker needs to remove him as the chairman of one of the most sensitive committees that we have, the Intel Committee. Ingram, she's not going to do that. Congressman, she's not going to do that. They are doing the dog and pony show today about how well we want to work with the president on USMCA, and well, of course, but we're going to stand with the founders in the Constitution. She was trying to play this big game as I talked about on the angle, but we'll work with them, but we're standing up for the founding principles of this country. She's not going to move old Schiff from anything. McCarthy, you know what she's also doing. She's not carrying it out in a fair process. Every time that we've gone through an impeachment, we've had an impeachment inquiry vote on the floor of the House. Why do you have that? Because it sets up the rules, and it also empowers the minority to also have subpoena rights. This sounds a lot like the Kavanaugh situation. The same situation is building of exactly what they're doing here. This just shows this is all political. Ingram, his lawyer Mark Zeid, who's represented Schumer and Hillary, by the way. He put out a statement today. Whistleblower statement today saying, there was no contact between the legal team and Congress until nearly a month after the whistleblower complaint was submitted to the Intel Communities IG. I can unequivocally state that neither any member of the legal team nor the whistleblower has ever met or spoken with Congressman Schiff about this matter. Well, what we find out on the New York Times is a staffer of Schiff, Congressman, acted as the intermediary. Now, why would this need to go to Schiff via a staffer before it became a matter of public record? Why? McCarthy, I think this Adam Schiff needs to tell us, what did he know? When did he know it, and how many times did he lie to us is in the process, and you're going to tell me the staffer never told the chairman who he was, didn't advise in the process, and Schiff didn't advise the staffer on the direction. Because what did they tell this whistleblower? Where to go to get an attorney? Much like the person who came forward against Kavanaugh, the exact same pattern we have found before. Remember what they wanted to do on the day the president was being sworn into office was the first day that the Democrats talked about impeachment in print. They voted on it three times. Twice they voted on impeaching this president before one word ever came out from the Mueller report. This has been political for day one, and Adam Schiff has proven from this point here, he has no credibility. He has no credibility to be a chairman, and he has no right to be the prosecutor in this case. Ingram, Congressman, are you concerned, as I laid out in the angle, that this impeachment obsession, it's an obsession, is having, you know, a destabilizing effect on our domestic policy, and maybe in ways that we don't even know yet, our foreign policy? We have big issues with North Korea, big issues with China. I mean, this is not exactly sending to the world the message of all is copacetic. Yes, it's a presidential election, but we're a strong country. This is, in my view, sending a terrible signal to the rest of the world. McCarthy, this is sending a terrible signal. Breaking the fabric of American democracy itself is what they're trying to discredit. Remember when they call this out. The speaker did not wait to have any facts. She had her press conference at the moment that all world leaders were sitting in New York at a UN conference where the president was going to meet with other leaders. Ingram, no, they are not, they're not. Would you? McCarthy, they're not. No, they're putting our foreign policy in America in jeopardy. Ingram, but they want more congressmen. Congressmen, be aware, and I'm sure you are. They want more transcripts. They're not stopping at this transcript. They want more transcripts of more meetings, of more conversations, and I certainly hope the White House Counsel's Office and Maine Justice, whoever's doing this, that not happening again. Because this is a terrible precedent that was set. Necessary perhaps in this case, but a terrible precedent. McCarthy, we should never allow another one to go forward for the sheer national security of this country. Ingram, total scam. McCarthy, but this is a scam of what they're moving forward. They should end this coup, the second one they've done, because the common denominator is the lies of Adam Schiff. Ingram, Mr. Minority Leader, thank you so much for being here tonight. We really appreciate it. McCarthy, thank you. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.